going to have difficulty catching Jack. You know, major championships are just getting harder and harder to win. And I think they will continue to do that. The first 3 days of Live from the Masters on Golf Channel, we counted them up, and I had said that I thought 28 different players could win the Masters by Wednesday night. You know, and I meant it with each one of those guys. It's just such a deep game now professionally in the men's game. And, yeah, I think Tiger can win another major. But, frankly, I don't want us to get too far ahead of ourselves because Augusta was going to be the one. If he was going to win another major, it was going to be the Masters because he can drive the ball a little crooked there and get away with it. We saw that early in the week. And I don't know. Jack is going to be tough to catch.
Mark, in the 11 years since his last major victory, I think a lot of people were on both sides of the fence. And obviously, was this going to be inevitable? Was this going to be impossible? Where were you?
It was far from inevitable. I must tell you, I spent a day with Tiger at Jackson Park walking around down there. It would have been late in the summer of 2016, and I was not sure he would ever play golf again. I really wasn't. I thought he had the drive to want to do it. I just wasn't sure physically if he could do it. He wasn't in a good place mentally. And this comeback, as amazing as I've seen it be in the world of sports, it really is a comeback in life as much as sports, I think, for Tiger. I don't know. I wasn't sure it was going to happen. I probably was on that side of the fence.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean the personal scandal and the what he went through there? There were two things he had to overcome. You know, one was that, and one was the kind of psychological damage of no longer being sort of the untouchable. And then the other was obviously just the horrible physical issues, four different back surgeries. Which was more difficult for him?
I think the mental was more difficult. He had a really hard time there for 4 or 5 years, and he was extremely fragile mentally. And that's what I thought was going to be the biggest challenge for him. And I will tell you that I think one of the things that really changed Tiger personally was when he took a different approach to the way he looked at the game. You know, he was always the stealth competitor. He never gave competitors an inch. He never gave the fans a smile. He didn't do anything like that. And I felt like if that's the way he was going to conduct the rest of his career, it was going to kind of be a microcosm of his life. And I thought it was going to be important for him to understand just what an amazing life he has had and to start appreciating what he's got. And I think he has done that. You can see yesterday the joy that he got from doing that yesterday, not just for himself, but for all the people who are watching around the world. And that's what has really changed Tiger, I think, more than anything.
That was new. That was the new part of Tiger. You're exactly right. That's what stood out to me as well. You know, Mark, you said you were lucky enough to talk to Jack Nicklaus afterward. I wondered, what was his impression in terms of, does he think that his record of 18 majors will be surpassed?
Well, the quote he gave us was, he doesn't really have me shaking in my boots. You know, deep down inside, does any great athlete want to have their record broken? Probably not. But golf is the kind of a game where, you know, you typically don't root against other guys. I've never seen Jack Nicklaus. He wasn't rooting against Arnold Palmer and all those great rivalry events that they played in together, but did he want to beat him, and did he not want Arnold, you know, to sort of take his crown at any time? I'm sure. So I think Jack would like to keep that record. I think he knows how difficult it will be for Tiger to beat him. You just take a look at Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas and guys that are going to play a lot of golf, Brooks Koepka, you know, week in and week out, you know, and at the big championships, the majors. You know, how is Tiger going to beat him? He's going to have all the stars aligned. And that's what happened at Augusta. Boy, he hit some shots there that he got away with. At 13 on Saturday, he could have made 7 or 8 over there. The ball ricocheted out of the trees. He hit it in the trees twice at 14 on Thursday and Friday and birdied it both times. You know, it was kind of a meant-to-be week, I think, for Tiger.
I think the tour might be the big winner. Moving PGA to a month from now, from August, that's going to just the kind of momentum and the viewership is going to carry over into that tournament, I would imagine, and we'll see even bigger crowds and more excitement and higher ratings than we imagine.
Yeah, I just flew from Augusta to Atlanta with Seth Waugh, the CEO of the PGA of America, a friend of mine, and he couldn't stop smiling. He had a cat grin from ear to ear. You know, take a look at the way these venues line up now, the next couple. Bethpage, my heavens, what a record Tiger's got there. And, of course, Pebble Beach, where he played maybe the greatest golf that's ever been played when he won the U.S. Open in 2000. So, yeah, this was a jolt for the game of golf, and it was one sorely needed by the game of golf right now. Couldn't have come at a better time.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Good stuff. Yeah.
That is Mark Rolfing from the Golf Channel and NBC Sports. And Masters coverage on The Score is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club, August 13th through the 18th of this year.
Interesting to get his perspective of a guy who's been around Tiger a lot and believes that the mental hurdle was tougher to clear than the physical one.
You know what's amazing? I think what's
for a guy who had four back surgeries.
We've heard a lot. We've heard a lot of different comparisons for Tiger,
yeah,
between different athletes. The Muhammad Ali one is very interesting to me. You know, you could make an argument that it's more of a George Foreman type thing, because George Foreman, you know, I've read his biography. He loses to Ali, right? And then he comes back and he fights some guy and he loses again.
Mm-hmm.
And he loses it. He because he was kind of this bully, he loses. And it's like that sort of, you know, George Foreman was this terrifying guy.
Right.
Very quiet, had an unbelievable, you know, he when he hit the body bag, people would just be in awe because of the dents he put in the thing. He was a power guy. He loses, and he's lost the air of invincibility. And that happened to Tiger when the scandal was released. And golf is such a mental game. Maybe that is what we're talking about here. Maybe it took him a long time to overcome that. Obviously, the injuries then took over, and that became the greatest hurdle. But there's a couple different things going on with him that really made you wonder if he was going to be able to keep it together.
There's probably nobody that could appreciate what he has been through yesterday of the people that we saw him hugging and celebrating with more than maybe his mom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And certainly his kids were insulated from a lot of that.
You would hope.
You would hope. But physically, mentally, it was just a great day for sports. And, you know, the George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, you talk about the kinds of people he's being compared to. And it gives you an idea of how big that was.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Weather in Chicago starting to warm up. That means ice buildups melting, pipes bursting, heavy rain in the forecast, flooded basements, and new unwelcome water stains on your ceiling. Homeowners near the overflowing Fox and Des Plaines rivers can rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. Listen, when any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration will get you bone dry in no time. Call Aloha at the same time as the emergency response team to secure your home and prevent further damage. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
Howard Buick GMC is ready to do a little bit of spring cleaning with terrific savings on one of the area's largest inventories during Howard Buick GMC's spring cleaning clearance. Right now, buy a new Buick LaCrosse and save 16% off MSRP. Or lease a new 2019 Buick Encore for just $219 a month for 39 months. Save during the spring cleaning clearance at Howard Buick GMC on Grand Avenue in Elmhurst.
KARS4KIDS. KARS, Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
For the past 2 decades, over 500,000 donors have trusted Cars for Kids with their cars. Now we can help with your property donations, too. Donate any kind of real estate at carsforkids.com and receive a tax deduction for the full appraised value.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Maybe you're not a morning person. Or maybe you are.
Hello, sunshine.
Either way, if you're a Northsider or a Southsider, Chicagoland loves waking up to breakfast at McDonald's. Get any size iced coffee for $2. Try French vanilla or caramel flavor and pair it with a breakfast sandwich. Sleepyhead? Or go-getter?
Embrace the day.
At McDonald's, together we breakfast. Your morning starts here, Chicagoland. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only.
The Starlight Lounge presents an evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guys, don't miss Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale with 50 to 70% savings on the season's best new trends. Find the brands you love, the fit and style you want for every occasion. The savings are incredible, like 60% off designer suits and separates. Check out a great selection of spring sport coats for just $99.99. Take 55% off dress shirts and designer dress pants are just $29.99. Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale is going on now. Savings on regular prices, exclusions apply.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Cubs president Theo Epstein, is important for your team to get off to a quick start. We have heard all about why, and I guess when you look at your team today, when you look at the first month or so of the season, all the changes that have been made or have been discussed, all of the things that we have, you know, spent the last 6 weeks or so talking about, how will you know if some of those changes that you've talked to Joe about, if some of the things different on the team, how will you know if they are taking hold?
This is a group of players that's won more games than anyone else over the last several years, and that we trust, and is coming off, you know, the one moment in time when we, you know, fell short of our standards, and so they're highly motivated. So what we're focusing on is going out and competing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and it's time now for the Great Clip of the Week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
The 3-2 pitch from Cody Allen. Here it is. Low, check swing, strike three, and the ball game is over. The ball game is over. Kyle Schwarber did not swing. He said he did not swing. Kyle is livid right now. He wants to go down and talk it over with Gabe Morales, the third base umpire, but the ball game is over. Schwarber ruled to have swung on a breaking ball in the dirt. The ball game is over. Joe Maddon is out arguing with Gabe Morales. The Angels have beaten the Cubs by a score of 6-5.
That great clip of the week is sponsored by Great Clips. Great haircuts. It's going to be great. And that is also a very interesting moment in that game, David. Obviously, the game over.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was.
You know, you got to love when Joe comes out to argue. Poor Joe. What else is he supposed to do? He's got to come out and argue that one to protect his player. And Kyle Schwarber, is charging down the line there. And
looking like a linebacker chasing a running back.
He wasn't going to have a chance.
No.
And thank God that Javi Baez interceded.
The body block.
Because
good leverage.
Who knows? As you said, what's Schwarber going to
what's
do?
What's he going to do if he actually catches up with the umpire who he
nothing good.
You know, nothing but wrath for and just was going looking like a guy out of control. He was all George Brett. Remember that? Remember George Brett and the Pine Tar incident and started running furiously at the umpire? That's what that reminded me of when Kyle Schwarber went full George Brett. But yeah, that was Saturday. That was the way the game ended, and the Cubs had.
And as it turned out, the series. That's the way the series ended because the.
Yeah, they gave him yesterday to cool off.
Yeah.
Molly, today, April 15th.
Yes.
And it is
tax day.
Yeah, that's tax day. It's also Jackie Robinson Day. And this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson made his major league debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Big day around baseball, and it'll be honored and celebrated in many ways. There's a great story in the LA Times about Doug Glanville, NBC Sports Chicago, the Cubs analyst, terrific guy, as genuine of the person you're going to work with in this business, but how the Jackie Robinson impact on his life and just how profound of a, you know, how he tries to live his life according to those ideals and how he inspired him along the way. And he named his, he gave his son the middle name of Robinson because of the similarities and parallels that he drew from Jackie Robinson's experience and parents in his own upbringing. So that's worth reading in the LA Times.
All right. Fascinating. We'll look forward to that. Didn't you want to wish condolences to a certain...
Oh, yeah. John McLeod passed away.
Yeah.
Former Notre Dame basketball coach that I covered, you know, him when I was at the South Bend Tribune. NBA, longtime coach. Won a lot of games with the Suns, the New York Knicks. Just a class individual, a guy who always had was professional, was personable, and the epitome of class. And I just felt like when I was a young columnist in South Bend, and the first time I can remember criticizing him, calling me into his office, and just wanting to get to know me better. It wasn't to yell at me. It wasn't to assert his spot as this NBA guy that knew everything. He didn't have a great tenure at Notre Dame. But he didn't, you'd never know it by his demeanor.
I was working at the Sun-Times when he got that job and called him in a hotel room in New York right after he had gotten the job.
Because he was still with the Knicks when he took the job.
And they hadn't announced it yet.
So
and
you beat me to that story.
I called him, and I congratulated him on getting the job, and he just laughed and said, nice try. Because I was just trying to get confirmation.
And think about it. In our experience, how many guys would actually just yell at you in that situation? Or
how'd you get this number?
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you. Yeah, I lose my number.
Oh, I got a lot of numbers.
But, you know, he never quite made the impact on the court at the college level that he expected to. He recruited a lot of guys. I think Brooks Boyer, vice president of marketing at the White Sox, played under John McLeod in that era. He did a really good job of keeping things in perspective. He just never was able to win on the court or get to the NCAA tournament.
All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor next. It's Molly and Hall on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Hyundai Kona.
Howard Buick GMC is ready to do a little bit of spring cleaning with terrific savings on one of the area's largest inventories during Howard Buick GMC's spring cleaning clearance. Right now, buy a new Buick LaCrosse and save 16% off MSRP. Or lease a new 2019 Buick Encore for just $219 a month for 39 months. Save during the spring cleaning clearance at Howard Buick GMC on Grand Avenue in Elmhurst.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install sheds, bath remodels, window treatments, heating and cooling systems, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
We interrupt this program for a special announcement from the Home Loan Expert.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. We never thought the day would come again, but here we are. Mortgage interest rates have dropped and we are currently locking loans in the threes. And if you haven't heard, your home is gaining equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. With rates this low and equity so high, you have options. Let us work you up options today with our 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.